the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. After 50 years of mass incarceration, the U.S. prison population has grown nearly 500%, and now advocates are calling for its end in Alabama and across the country.
The Sentencing Project's report, Safety Beyond Sentencing, offers actionable solutions to end mass incarceration and ensure public safety without over-policing and extreme sentencing. Report co-author Nicole Porter says imprisonment alone hasn't led to safer communities, and it's time to explore ways to keep people out of the justice system.
The calls to action include more holistic responses to crisis response, violence interruption and crisis intervention programs, as well as addressing the drug war through a public health response to drug use and substance use disorder.
In addition, she says they're also calling on lawmakers and communities to expand opportunities for youths with programs that promote job employment and leadership. Jantia Hudson reporting.
Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential nominee in 2012 and the only member of his party to twice vote to convict former President Donald Trump, announced Wednesday he will not seek a second term for the Senate representing Utah. That from the Washington Post. Romney saying in an interview, it's time for a new generation to step up and shape the world that we're going to live in. The 76-year-old Romney said his decision not to run again was heavily influenced by his belief that a second term, which would take him into his 80s, probably would have been less productive and less satisfying than the current term has been. And emission standards for blast furnaces, including those in iron and steel mills in Michigan, have not been updated for years.
The EPA has proposed a new rule for iron and steel mills under the Clean Air Act, and comments can be submitted through today. Matthew Mihalik is with Breathe Project, a regional collaborative advocating against severe air quality issues. He says the communities are subjected to pollutants such as heavy metals, benzene, and lead, so the public needs to speak up.
It's time that companies that operate facilities where a major blast furnace is part of an integrated steel mill are progressing and innovating so workers as well as people who live in proximity to them are not bearing the disproportionate burden of these hazardous air emissions.
The EPA is collecting comments through today on the proposed rules for the Clean Air Act. Mihalik says the Breathe Project can help people get in touch with local representatives and get the comments in effectively. They can be contacted at breatheproject.org. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
For states including Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Illinois are feared to be in shortage. This is Public News Service. The Congress again steeped into a looming budget crisis, that as lawmakers face a deadline to approve a new government spending plan.
Prior to the recent congressional recess, House Republicans had floated ideas such as slashing funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. Dahi Wolf with the Wisconsin group Kids Forward says the proposed cuts could lead to 71,000 eligible participants in Wisconsin being denied WIC benefits. He warns about creating negative outcomes for these individuals.
Every step of the way, obviously, kids and families need support, but if we don't do it early, then we pay for it later.
He notes that these budget concerns come as Wisconsin families brace for child care funding woes at the state level. Governor Tony Evers has scheduled a special session in hopes of making permanent a pandemic-related subsidy program. State Republicans recently voted to let it expire. In Washington, Freedom Caucus members say they want tighter spending after feeling ignored in the recent debt ceiling debate. I'm Mike Moen.
Next, we head to rural New England, where scientists are working to better monitor and manage tick populations as climate change helps fuel their dramatic increase.
Cases of tick-borne illnesses have skyrocketed in the region, while new tick species have expanded their range further north, posing risks to both humans and wildlife. University of New Hampshire Clinical Associate Professor David Needle says scientists will collaborate on data collection, as well as education and public outreach on how to stay safe.
General thought is the number of cases and impacts from tick-borne diseases are grossly underestimated by what we actually see and what's been tested.
Needle says the data collected could also serve as a warning system for farmers and vets to better protect livestock by knowing when to utilize protective chemicals, potentially saving not only the animals' lives, but preventing financial losses for rural communities. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
The two-year project involves scientists with the universities of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Finally, from our Deborah Van Fleet, a 2021 survey showed almost half of U.S. youth aged 16 to 25 feel heightened worry about climate change.
Sponsors of Nebraska's upcoming Youth Climate Summit, Seeking Solutions to the Climate Crisis, aim to foster hopefulness in the youth who attend. Executive Director of Nebraska Interfaith Power and Light, Ken Winston, is also a community organizer for Nebraska Sierra Club. He says speakers will cover a variety of ways to deal with the impacts of climate change.
The state climatologist will talk about climate change in Nebraska. We have a panel of people who are going to talk about renewable energy, regenerative agriculture, hydroponic growing, and sustainable business.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.